You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation joins us with our first update. Genevieve, after the general election, did you hear what happened?
I did. There was a, seems like kind of some big news that occurred earlier this week, but I think people probably have had time to digest hopefully some of it by now.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I'm human, and it's hard not to revel in, things hoped for that have been seen. However, I know on social media, one of the first, I actually slowed down with, and prayed, and I, you know, I am on social media. But I, you know, I do my best not to engage sometimes when it's just, this isn't going to be healthy. So I did my first post, a post election, was from the Book of Romans and, to the order of, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And we're seeing, you know, we're seeing almost half of America weeping. I don't know if we're seeing half of America weep to the extent we see on some collages of videos we see online. However, the, you know, the emotions that we're seeing from half of America that, you know, voted contrary to the outcome, I do think those emotions are real. And I do think it would be prudent of us for the next 4 years, and I'm going to steal again from a friend of mine, Gino Geraci, who reminded me about these conversations before the election and during the election and now after the election, as we have these conversations to bring with you clarity, know what you're going to be talking about. Charity, extending grace to those that you're sending these words to, and civility. Be the grown-ups in the room. And I think it's a great opportunity, really, for the next 4 years, because the United States has a short memory. In 4 years, we're going to be going through this again. Anyway, I kind of went off more than I intended to there. Genevieve, any thoughts?
Well, no, I think what you said about, you know, being respectful of your neighbor, your family, your friends' views is really important. And look, I do think, Steve, yes, you're right. Almost, it was almost a 50-50 election, but, you know, Donald Trump did even win the popular vote this time. It was decisive across the states. I think that's helpful in many ways, that it wasn't something that dragged on as we've had in past cycles. Like it was pretty clear the next day who our president was going to be. And then it was a little more decisive than I think, you know, many pundits had told us it was going to be. So I think that's helpful. But secondly, I also think a lot of even the people, regardless of how they voted, they want to move on. They're focused on their families. They're focused on their lives and their jobs and, you know, their day-to-day lives. So I think turning off the radio, not your show, of course, but turning off the punditry, the TV, the social media, as you said, where it's really a small group of people that are so caught up in all of it, right? I think that can help you just step back and say, okay, this is where we're headed. But I think just listening to people who may be really upset, let them talk. But look, I think that people voted the way they did, and across groups, this was not an election that was decided by all men or all women or, you know, all one ethnic group versus another. A lot of people in this country were hurting. They were hurting financially. They were hurting, you know, in terms of the inflation, the prices of things. I think they were very concerned about some of the cultural shifts they were seeing, the push, you know, in our schools on young people, these really woke ideologies, the transgender agenda. And I just think people across the board said, this is not the direction we want to go. I mean, before the election, you had over 70% of Americans saying the country was not on the right track. That's a lot of folks who actually agreed about something, that we were not on the right track. And they might not have agreed exactly what the track is, but they didn't think we were headed in the right direction. So this is an opportunity to turn that around. And I hope that President-elect Trump and the others that he brings into his administration will do what they've said about wanting to be the president, the administration for all Americans. And I do think he believes that. Look, he's going to have an agenda that some people will not agree with, but I do believe he wants us to be a strong country. He wants the economy to be good for everyone. And, you know, we're going to see how things change. But I do think we will see change. And I personally believe from a policy standpoint, it is going to be better for the country.
Well, and you touched on something. This is a great segue where we can talk about it's this, you know, the mark in history that this makes. And let's start with this. You mentioned him bringing in an administration, and he's already made an appointment for the first ever female White House chief of staff, which is very contrary to what we've been hearing from the fake news for a long time about his, you know, what, how might he be, you know, if he's able to ever again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. So that, you know, there's that history. You mentioned the popular vote, first time in 20 years, a Republican candidate for president won not only the Electoral College, but the popular vote. And now everyone's got to go out and get new trivia games about, you know, a president that served 8 years, however, two separate terms, non-concurrent. And of course, most of us know by now Grover Cleveland being the other to have accomplished that, now Donald Trump. So there's a mark in history. And I do think that as we walk through the coming days, and I've said it already a couple times on this show, I was delinquent. Not that I never prayed for the administration in the last 4 years, but not as often as I should have. And as many of us say, hey, we got to pray. We do. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for your local leaders, you know, all the way up. You know, keep the main thing the main thing. I'm almost talking to myself because I get really caught up in everything that's happening here. I love America, but I love Jesus more. I think it can, like you said, it can be a distraction. It might be a good idea. Turn off some things for a little while, but keep your head on a swivel. The things, you know, a lot of the lies that happened in recent, you know, days, weeks, months, and years, they are still going to be coming. And be a promoter of the truth. And back to the clarity, charity, civility. Thank you, Gino Geraci, for a reminder that this is where we really need to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I think, you know, turning a lot of things off and just being focused on, you know, your part of the world and what you can do to make it better and what you can do, you know, what your role is in life, whether it's at your work, as a parent, as a sibling, you know, whatever it happens to be in your community, focus on being the good citizen and not being distracted by those who, you know, they have an agenda, which is, you know, to tear down the other side. And I just think it's not helpful to anybody, especially after we've had it. It's behind us. It's now time for a new administration coming in, a lot of new members of Congress, not a lot, but I mean, a new Senate. So there's going to be some new things. And I think we should all look at new with good. I mean, you know, the Bible says God's mercies are new each morning. And we should hold on to that.
Amen. Well, listen, you and I could do an hour or two based on everything that's happened in the last few days. But I think it's good to leave it at that. The focus on, you know, what are you going to do now? All of us. Now, when you do come back from, your rest from social media and news intake, a reminder that, there's going to be the information for you to catch up on what you might have missed, at dailysignal.com. We often go there. We didn't this morning, but we did briefly. I mean, headline there saying a Florida woman to become White House chief of staff in second Trump administration. That article found it at dailysignal.com. But thank you and all the team at Heritage Foundation continue to do, and we'll look forward to another update soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. On the way, we'll catch up with Brian Cochran. We were going to talk about Estate planning, as we started last week, but with the activity in the market shortly after the election, Brian has some thoughts on that. We'll get to after the break on ABQ Connect.